hablando del mar, sí, yo.
To rectify us. It is a place to rectify.
That rectification means to stop this repeated birth and death. Again chance.
Why does it take us so long to learn? Why does it take us so long to learn?
That is your intelligence. You have very good intelligence.
But the intelligence is awarded from... Intelligence, according to the individual, is awarded according to pious activities.
Yes. Intelligence is developed by association, by hearing, by experience. Otherwise, very being intelligent is also dull. Don't you see the big leaders, Gandhi, and Radha Krishna, they have no intelligence. They are misinterpreting the world. Although their passing is very big and intelligent. And if you say to them that you are not intelligent, you are wrongly interpreting the world, they will be offended. So, intelligence is so dull even to such big men, or to speak our English. The big demigods, their intelligence also lacking. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kono, somebody very fortunate, he can understand. Kono bhagyaman. And another place, Brahmaru dullava prema. I mean, Brahma cannot understand. What is Krishna called? Manushanam sahasya. These things are. So this intelligence is not so easy. Na janma koti bhi sukriti bhi lama. Bahunam janvanam antha. So many things. To come to Krishna consciousness is not so easy. It requires very great intelligence.
So when you say the creation is a mercy, the only mercy is the spiritual
master. There is regular propaganda to give this intelligence.
Not simply that you suffer.
Huh?
The fact that we suffer, that in itself does not make
us... Suffering is already...
That does not make us intelligent.
Even there is no creation, you have to suffer. Because you are eternal. So, some millions of years there is no creation and you will have to lie down. No activity. Just sleeping. Suppose you are sleeping for 1 million years. Is it very enjoyable? Sleeping for many millions of years. Again you get the light. That is chance. Again you are created, either as Brahma or anything nonsense. But you see the light. Creation or no creation? No creation is still suffering. Creation is suffering, but no creation is still more suffering. Just like everyone is working very hard, but in Sweden there is no day. Somebody committing suicide. the great suffering. Otherwise, how do they become suicide? Is it not?
Yeah, they have the highest suicide rate in the world.
No one becomes mad. I experienced this in Bombay, that due to something, a mistake, I was detained for 3 days.
In the yellow fever house.
Yes.
Quarantine.
Simply by thinking that I shall not be allowed to go out of this room. It is not a room, it is a big house, but still I was feeling uncomfortable. Just that, I shall not be free to go out. And that 3 days was actually suffering to me. I cannot go out of the door. Simply by feeling this. I do not do practice, I sit down. But if I feel, no, I cannot go out of this room, that's a great suffering. Whole day I'm sitting here, that's a fact. But I have got this intelligence that I can go out as a life. But if you say that you cannot go out, that is a great suffering, psychologically. Creation or no creation, there is suffering. Rather, when there is creation, it is less suffering. Because he is
active,
mad, so he is engaged in somewhere. He is seeing his happiness. Eating, sleeping, sex is there. That is going on, that is Maya. Therefore, this creation is another mercy. Of course, that I was reading. Right. One creation, so many millions of years. There is calculation. One Brahma's day, 12 hours. You can reflect. Sahasra yuga parjantam mara janmano. One yuga, 4,300,000 years. One yuga, 1,000 times. 300,000 years equal to 1 year. 6,000 times. That is Brahma's 12 hours. Then another 12 hours. Night. That is also another 12 on Brahma's night. Everything. Merged into water. Pralaya Paya. Not all the planet, at least half the universe, plunged into water. It is Earth and planet, and have to circle of everything is in Earth.
And then it stays there until the next day.
The next day means so many millions. That is practically half annihilation. In this way, short annihilation, short creation. It will go until Brahma dies.
That description of Brahma receiving knowledge through the heart, is that at the beginning of every day, or is that just at the beginning of the creation of the universe?
Beginning of the
day. Oh, it's not every day then.
every day or it may be. Just like we have got experience, day and night. Night sleeping, that night I forget everything. When I wake up from sleep, then I am my duty.
But if the top planets are still functioning...
This is the position of Brahma. Brahma does not mean that he is liberated. Either Brahma and ant, all of them are under material law. The law is that at night I forget everything. When I wake up in the morning, I remember. So that is the position of Brahma. Suptatthitanaya. This is called waking up logic. Suptatthitanaya. Supta and uthita. Supta means sleeping. And uthita means to get up and sleep. So who is going to consider all this? They say it is mindfulness. They cannot properly answer, but you dismiss your problem.
They say these were the explanations that the ancient man gave before science came. Now,
but
science,
what rascal you are giving explanation? Do you know what are these stars?
As if science explains these things.
And what is a science nonsense? You cannot explain, actually. What is the position? You are simply speculating. There is no life somewhere. There may be life. Let us take photograph. Let us go. Oh, what is your knowledge? We have got some knowledge from the Shastra. That they are all full of living entities. But what knowledge you have got? We have got some Shastric evidence. Ved Shastra. It's full of life, but you have no evidence. You simply speculate. So what is the value of your knowledge? Admitting that you are defective, I am defective, but I have got some authority, you have nothing. You are in the darkness.
You have instruments and calculations.
That is also imperfect, because you have prepared. You are rascal, your instrument is rascal. How a rascal can manufacture something perfect? How it is perfect? Anything we attempt to get knowledge, is imperfect. Only perfect knowledge is when you get it through the perfect person. The same example. You cannot make experiment or speculation with your father. The only right information from your mother. That's all. Yes. Otherwise everything is speculation. How you rightly understand your father. Accept the mother's statement. What is the next alternative? Is there any?
Well, looking, you can ask everybody, every man on the street.
That is imperfect. That will never be perfect.
They say that method is very good sometimes, but it's not to be used all the time.
All the time. If the authority is perfect, it is all the time.
But if it's in complete contradiction to what we experience with the senses, then it's difficult.
Here is a fact, daily affair. So how is experience? What is your method of experience?
With the Father.
Huh?
To know the Father?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Therefore, atinta khalu jivava natastarki na juja. Things which are unperceivable by you, don't argue. Take the statement of God. So, everything imperceptible. Even this material, I do not know what I explained about. Many hundred thousand millions are glittering. You do not know it. Neither you can know it. Similarly, you cannot, you have not done it to manufacture life. How do rascals say that it is like this, it is like this? It is chemical combination. Do it. You cannot manufacture even an egg. Little chemical. But the chemical is coming from within the body of the chicken. It is being perfectly done. But you cannot do it. So what is your knowledge? Why you are so much proud of this knowledge? So imperfect.
It seems also that this creation is also meant to allow the living entities to act as a false lord. It, with all these scientific and science, it seems that this creation is also meant for those who want to act as a false lord, especially the scientists.
Everyone is working false lord. Who is working? Therefore, he is under the laws of karma. He does not know. He does not know what is the goal of life, what to do. Nobody knows. He has to take direction.
People are taking the authority of the scientists more than the creator.
What is this scientist? The scientists are rascals.
Yes.
These are the proofs. They are trying to go to the moon planet, but they do not know what is this. So many stars are hanging on my head. What are they? They cannot give any perfect information. They do not. Two things they do not know. What is the meaning of science? Real two things. One thing, how life comes into existence and how this planetary system is existing. They do not know. That is the value of their science. There are so many things they do not know.
Everything.
Practically everything. But this to me a challenge, we can challenge. They know, therefore they want to bluff. They know that it is not possible for them to know. They know it perfectly well.
Yeah.
It is not possible for the so-called science to understand what is the situation of this planetary system and what is the origin of life. They do not know, they admit it. Two things unknown. Everything is unknown, but especially these two things. Simply speculate and bluff. Nothing. Mura. And we consider them as rascals, that's all. By taking information from Krishna. We understand these are rasgans. Dushtidina mura naradama maya apritabhya. Therefore, we say that, we say they are rascals, and they say these are rascals, brainwashing. This is the
problem. The demons and the demigods.
I say these rascal scientists is brainwashing, and they say these rascal Krishnas, they're brainwashing. This is the problem.
But
so for us, we have got some support, and we have got authorities, and these rascals have no authority. They simply speculate. So even we are rascals, they are among these two rascals. We are better rascals, not they are better. That's all.
Therefore, they need their brainwashed.
Yeah. We are convinced that we have got authorities. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. He cannot cheat me. He is perfect. So whatever knowledge he gives, that is our position, Krishna consciousness. Whatever Krishna says, this way. And that's a fact. But if they do not take Krishna's authority, but another rascal, Dr. Krog, he's out. We believe Krishna, matta paratanam nanyat, nobody is better authority than me. And we see our gurus, they accept. So we are in the same side. That's like if a child takes information from his guru, mother, his mother, his safe side. So we are in the safe side. They are not in the safe side. They are hovering. Speculation. Speculation is no knowledge. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahadguna munorathena asato dhāvata vahi. And mental speculation may, they remain in ignorance. Because there is no knowledge. It is simply gymnastic of the mind. It is no knowledge.
They usually argue that, well, you see, we have made so many big machines and done so many material wonders.
What is wonder? This is wonder for you, rascal. We see you are as good as dog. The dog with his four legs is running. He has no looseness. But your machine is now loose. You cannot go. This is your progress. Dog with four legs, he will immediately go. And now you have to wait. This is your progress. Less than the dog. When there is dog rest, we are going in the car, and dog is running after. We see sometimes. We see, dog is running, he cannot drive our car. A dog is free to run, you are not free to run. Rascal. As soon as there is little looseness, the dog will go 100 miles away from you. And you will sit down here and cry. This is your problem. That race, you know, tortoise.
Tortoise and the hare.
Huh?
The tortoise and the hare.
Tortoise and?
The hare. Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Ravi. Yeah.
You know the story?
Yeah. Your scientific knowledge, your car, but you're more devoted. And somebody you have to stay here. Yeah? You had to, some very important business, and the whole thing is finished. But if you have calculated, without having this car, then you would have done your duty. So the more material advancement means more you become dependent, more you become rascal. That is calculation by Bhaktivinoda. Jara vidya sa mayar vaibhav jeev ke karayega tomar bhajane badha anitya sansare moha janmaye jeev ke karayega. My business is that how to live this material conditional life and become free. Now with this so-called advancement of science, I am becoming more and more attached. So I will never get freedom. This is it. Because I am trying in different way how to get freedom. Yes, quite millions of years, we shall do this. Gadha, ass. You see, you will die trillions of times within millions of years, and he is expecting good result of scientific. By the time he'll become a banyan tree and stand there by nature's law, and he is expecting good result from millions of years. The gadha, yes. Durasaya. This has been described as durasaya. He's expecting something, hoping something will never be fulfilled. They calculate that millions of years we shall get how to make life. And he's an ordinary chicken. He's doing this within 7 days. And these rascals will have to wait for millions of years. And wait that life is coming from the egg. And other rascals, set of rascals, they are accepting. Bhakti Thakur's statement is, jib ke karo gadha. He's already an ass. He becomes a moral ass. Big ass. And it's the Sanghaya modern. He's destined to change everything, anitta, everything non-permanent, but his illusion, yes, he shall make it permanent. This is more, which he'll never be able to do, he is expecting it. This is also called another logic, nice. Bakandana. You have seen Bakandana?
Bakandana.
Bak and Ondo. One bull is going and his testicle hanging, and another duck, he thinks it is a fish, it will drop and he shall take. This is practical. This is practical. You see a bull is going on and testicle is hanging and another duck is going on. From this bok, the word boka has come.
Baka.
Sometimes we say boka. There's bakandana.
Baka, crazy.
Crazy, yes. He does not know that it is his testicle. It will never drop. But he's thinking, actually, this is a piece. It's a drama, a big piece. Excellent. Another night, Ajagalastan. Those who have studied nice Shastra, there are many such examples. Ajagalastan. Sometimes in goat, they have got nipples.
Yeah. On the neck.
And somebody is expecting some milk from that nipple. Nature study. Even knowledge is in India, there is no doubt. If you want to become perfect, you have to take knowledge from India. This Vedic literature. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that take, assimilate the Vedic knowledge and distribute it to the other parts of the world. That is paropokara, real welfare. Because they are in darkness. What do they know, Eastern countries, about these things? They think by this dog race, the dog is running by four legs, and I am running by four wheel car. I am at bottom. That is Bhakti Muttagu. Moho, another illusion. That's kind of what we'll do with this world. We'll have to die like the dog. What you have done for this? You are very much proud. The dog is running with four legs and I have got a Rolls-Royce car. I am so advanced. But as Kendra, when the dog will die, he will also die. In spite of a four wheel, he will die. What about that? What is your science says about that? Then we wait millions of years. We said, do that. When you put him in the corner, now the dog, poor dog will die and you will also die. What you have done for this? No, wait, we said. Is it not?
We are trying.
We are trying. Is not that science?
Yes. When they're very happy about, they say.
Happy must be because he's full.
They say man has only been in existence a little while, comparatively. So he's just very young, he's got so much he's going to learn, and then because he's
that
young...
That means he is going to learn. Yes. He's not learning. And that is another word of rascal.
He's new on the scene, so I don't expect too much, but he'll soon
but
know...
But what is new? The whole history is the same. Your forefathers, his forefathers never had done that. Why it is new?
Well, they said there's been regular improvements. Medicines,
what is an improvement?
New medicines have done away with so many diseases.
What is that? Does it mean there is no disease? You die by this disease or that disease? What is the improvement?
They say that people used to live much longer.
So what is the use of
longer now?
Living longer, the tree is living longer, 5,000 years. Does it mean that it is important life? A tree standing for 7,000 years. There is a tree in San Francisco.
Yeah, I saw it. Redwood forest.
And from the stoutness and strongness, it will live another 7,000 years. And is it living? Worth living? To stand up very stout and strong in a place for 14,000 of years. Is that right? I have spread this Krishna consciousness within 10 years, and he's standing 8,000 years. So credit goes to him or to me. It's better to live for 10 years than to live for 10,000 years in that condition. girlfriend that has mura. They do not know what it's like. What improvement?
Your only improvement now is abortion and homosex. That is the most popular thing. They feel that if you are not, if you are inhibited in your sex life, if you only choose women, then you are not progressive. You must become liberated from this moral, or they call it hang-up, feeling. This is not correct. Now they drive their children to the homosex dance, the parents, and let the boy out and go to the homosex dance, when the men allowed. They take them there.
What's that?
Yeah, in Los Angeles. They have only for boys, young men, age 17, 16, 18. The parents take them and they let them out of the car. And they pick them up later on in the night.
And
Clansmen of the Pig.
And here they have
come. It's horrible to hear you. That's for Parapoka. Less than the asses and dogs. Therefore, to give them Krishna is the best Parapoka.
Yesterday, Srila Prabhupada, you were speaking about a man who becomes very educated, but he can't get a job. He becomes like a dog. Well, I was reading in the paper that this one man in Sydney, he put an ad in the newspaper saying, "I will become your house dog because I think a dog's life is better than my life because I cannot get a job. So now I want to have the job as a human dog. Anybody want to hire me?"
Yes. These people are making against our movement, so we should not be surprised. The parents who are leaving their children, dropping their children years ago, and have homosex dancing, such parents protest against our movement, is not at all astonishing. But we should not stop for that. This is their parent. So these things should be brought in the court. But this is the parent. The parent also requires this brainwash. Why these sons and daughters only? The father and mother.
But in the court, they also have no standard. They don't know what moral life is. I think this is normal.
At least we should take our books.
Yes.
That this is our statement. Defensive. You first of all read this, then give your judgment.
One of their biggest charges is that we don't...
Whatever it may be. All charges are replied in these books. So you read this book and argue on this. Finish this, then give judgment. Make this, make it fun. Bring all these 84 books. That is legal. From law point, it is legal. What I have to say, you have to hear. So we have said it, everything.
Instead of spending these lawyers, let us bring your books.
Yes.
That is the testimony.
And read them and argue on them. Finish this argument. Then give me the judgment. Why don't you do it? Make it an experiment.
We've done that.
They're going to do that.
Yes.
We did that, Srila Prabhupada, just recently. I had some.
They will simply take
you
money.
You must take a lawyer, though, but they don't let you in the court.
Well, lawyers can say. Lawyers say we pay them. Say this.
I think in New York, part of the testimony is going to be they're going to read the Bhagavad Gita from cover to cover. Mm. Everything. That's included in our defense.
One book. We are going to read 4 books. Come on. At least our books will be advertised.
Just like that demon on that radio show, after all his spouting out nonsense, at the end he said, well, I suppose we'll just have to read the books and find out. Their trick is to try to distract the attention from the books, because they know the books are very perfect. So they try to say that that's not the issue, what's in the books. The issue is that we're not following what's in the books.
They're not falling. So, prove it.
Yeah, we have to bring them back.
Just like one man on this point about the books, he came up and said, where does it say in Hinduism that you should harass people and to sell them a book?
It is not Hinduism, it is science.
Where does it say in your books?
Right.
Then he would say, where does it say in your books, in your science, that you should harass people?
Harass? What is the harassing?
He claimed, because...
If you are harassing me, then everything is harassing. Why you have brought me to the law court? It is harassing to me. Why you are harassing me?
Because you are disturbing people.
You are also disturbing my books. The same... I can say. What is written in my books I am doing, you are disturbing. You are harassing.
But where does it say in your books that you should...
Yes, what it says in the... You read the books, you will see that you are exactly...
We're selling our book. Yeah. We have every right to sell religious book.
Yeah.
And they're being accepted by our sastra.
Krishna says, sarvadharman paritajya. Yeah. He's saying the same thing. He says more than buy a book. Yeah. He says surrender everything.
Everything. This is in the book, and we're doing that. Take this step. More and more agitation there will be. Our books will be advertised. People will be curious to know what is in the book. Let us purchase.
Yes, we should utilize this case as a means of advertising our books. Because we are getting nationwide coverage.
These are our statements, sir. Ah, that you have piled this book, you have one photograph, like a mountain. You remember that picture?
Yeah, on the back of the BTG, it's a big stack of books.
Mm.
According to law, the statement must be fair. Are good, then good. Point to point.
Well, we can defeat them on every point.
Mm-hmm. Krishna says, Sarvadhanman Puritpanya. Now the question, why he shall give up? Yes, you must give up. Then argument, go on, for 3 years. Then all things will come. What is God? What is creation? What is your position? Why should you surrender? And so on and so on.
Everything.
All the arguments you've been giving us, now this is a good opportunity to use them all.
Yeah.
I had this lawyer.
That's like the judgment was given, Shylock the Jew.
Yeah.
When he was persisting, I shall take 1 pound flesh from the chest. Now he said, no, I cannot touch it. Then the judgment was, Yes, you can take only one path. If it is 100th part of an ounce, it is more, then you will be hanged.
Yeah.
Or even it is less, you will be hanged. Exactly 1 pound.
And only flesh, no blood.
Yes. Then you are trapped. So we have to do like that. If the other party is tricky, you should be also tricky. Why you should be so plain? And this is quite legal. So this is our statement, these 84 books. Okay, but others also, but some of them are here. So, my Lord, you read this statement. Let us argue. Then you give it. They have to. They cannot say, no, I am not going to take it. That is illegal. Whatever I say, he has to take. Then there is argument. First of all, statement, the court procedure, I have charged you with something. Court will ask you, what do you have got to say against these charges? So you submit your statement. Then both the statements, the court's duty is to study and give you that. This is the law. So they have charged us with something. We give our statement. Now you study and argue and then give you that. How do you think?
We should introduce the books as much as possible.
Yeah.
I write to New York, tell them to emphasize it even more.
Bring all these books in the court. Sometimes in Calcutta High Court there was a big lawyer. In those days he was earning not less than 1,000 rupees per day. Yes, 60, 70 years ago. That 1,000 means 30 times. Now it's 30,000 again. He was a very big lawyer. He was offered and judge, I don't get. He was earning. The judges were getting at that time 4,000 per month, and he was earning 1,000 daily. So I should give. So all the judges were friends. So in one case, he brought so many books for argument. So the judges were friends, very mildly criticized. Oh, Mr. Ghosh, you have brought the whole library. Yes, my Lord, just to teach you law. This was the address. Yes, my Lord, just to teach you law. Well, you do not know what is law. I'll teach you. Good lesson. He criticized him. Mr. Ghosh, you have brought the whole library. Yes, my Lord, just to teach you law. This is a famous argument. They cannot deny that. Why you brought so many books to bother? No. You have to hear. It may take 12 years to hear, but you have to hear. This is all.
Yes, the court, before the case can decide, they must read all the books.
Yeah, and argue line by line.
Yeah, we can show them that they're actually the criminals.
This. Immediate right. Then it will be our preaching. In the court, the books will be read, and we shall put our argument to support it. Let all the scientists, philosophers come there. Make like that. Yeah, we have to go there now. No. Not yet.
In a few minutes.
Write to New York and tell them the strategy.
Yes. Why not? Just consider yourself. You had three devotees and give your opinion. This is my suggestion. The same suggestion as Dr. Raspberry Girl said, yes, my Lord, I brought the whole library to teach you that.
And they can't take any decision against the books because the scholars have
have supported.
They've already supported. So they have to accept the books as the authority.
Yeah, Srimad Bhagavatam is authorized, Bhagavad Gita is authorized. It is authorized from the Hindu religious point of view and it is accepted by the world scholars. So you cannot deny. How it is authorized, not authorized, I can give any statement. And it is up to you to consider. But you have to consider whatever statement. And actually that is done. You have accused me that I have stolen your watch. This is your charge against me. First of all I said this is false charge. I never did it. Now you have to prove that I did it. Naturally this is done. Whatever charges you do, I don't accept this charge. Otherwise, why there is case? If you charge me with something, and if I immediately accept, then where is the case? My statement will be, no, I never did so. Now you have to prove that, yes, I did. That takes time. It's not so easy. You have to give witnesses, you have to give so many things, and yes, I stole it. But my duty will be, as soon as you charge me, I say, no, I never did. So whatever statement I give, the judge has to accept and then scrutinize who is correct.
Yeah.
The complainant is correct or the defendant is correct. That is his business.
They'll never be able to prove that.
Similarly, we have to say, we have never tried to brainwash. We have done exactly according to Shastra authority. Here is the evidence. We have not manufactured anything. The evidence is here. They must read all the books. They cannot reject. Hare Krishna's, that is their charge. You will find in every page Krishna at least 10 times. This is Hare Krishna. All the books, there must be Krishna's name. This is Hare Krishna. Take defense in that way.
It should depend on Krishna.
The same argument. Yes, my Lord. just to teach you love.
Today is the day that Adi Keshava Swami is supposed to meet with this Jimmy Carter, the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get some report.
Apart from that, you defend your position like this.
It's actually a religious issue, but they're trying to make it out something else to distract.
No.
Because they can't defeat us on a religious basis.
Our religion is not faith, our religion is on science.
Yeah.
So we have got more difference. We don't accept such religion. 2 + 2 = 5. It is science, 2 + 2 = 4. It cannot be 3, it cannot be 5. This is our.
Since most of our presentation is done by lawyer, how can this practically be brought about that he introduces the books as our main defense? How can he present the books, a lawyer, who's not a preacher?
It is not the question of preacher. The lawyer can present that my client's defense statement is here, in this book. Defense statement.
Yeah.
Don't say the books. Depends that sometimes, yeah.
It's all written, already come.
We've already compiled our defense in 84 volumes.
Certain sections, or just say all of this?
Huh?
We point
all to line to line.
Yes, line to line. And they will have to read line to line.
Yeah, line to line, each word.
Our defense is 84 volumes.
Yes.
And they will say if we read it out, we'll become brainwashed too.
Huh?
No, so you're trying to brainwash us also.
That is my duty.
Yeah.
You're trying to brainwash, I'm trying. That is going on. That is the tussle. You're trying your best, it is a wrestling. You're trying your strength, I'm trying my strength. That is, otherwise, well, that is fight. That's what I'm supposed to do. You don't agree with me, I don't agree with you. You have got right to not agree with me. I have got right not to agree with him. Now let us settle.
Yeah. One thing Ramachandra Maharaj was saying was that they're bringing all these psychiatrists and psychologists in to make some of his statements.
We have got our own psychiatrists.
So he was saying in order to defeat them, we have to bring in other psychiatrists and psychologists.
I get this man. Do me this psychiatrist. Whatever they say, we attack them.
Well, they're considered authorities.
Hmm?
The foolish public considers them authorities of behavior and the mind.
Then everyone, psychiatrists, they come and listen. Even if sane man can be proved that he's a madman by the recommendation of psychiatrist.
Yeah, but how can a psychologist judge a religion? That's not his field. They have to bring in scholars whose field is religion.
No, no, then those who are supporting us, our books, they are also.
Yes, we have many witnesses.
And they are also madmen.
So many big professors. Yes. Dr. Harvey Phillips.
They had to be dismissed by the government from the post. Why are you keeping so many madmen as big?
Yes, those who have supported us, and they're also madmen.
Yeah.
They must be fired immediately.
Yeah. We are brainwashed, their brainwash.
Even Jimmy Carter, he gave one.
Dismissed.
Thank you for this book.
Yeah.
One man in our favor said, if they're brainwashed, then all the people of the East, millions of people, they have to be brainwashed.
To drop the bomb.
Stop your Christian propaganda. We are doing that.
To deprogram everybody.
Yeah.
So if you want to go for Guru Pooj,
Yeah.
Oh.